Just take a moment and feel the flavor and sensation of that nigun. The feeling of all the friends' expectation for the lesson, their intention, the sound of us all together. The Congress has started. It's hard to speak in this moment because it's the beginning of the lesson and it's so powerful a moment. I just really feel like I want to pause and to increase the expectation of what's to come from what's just been in that lagoon. We're all different, we know that. Every single one of us is entirely different to anything that's ever been or will come again. Yet together we're one. And this Congress is going to be the amplification of that. The only other thing I wanted to say was that this one is a journey that we're all on together through the lessons, through the years, through all of the Congresses. And this particular Congress is going to be better than any other Congress that's ever been before. And thank God we say that about every Congress, because we're on a journey and we're going somewhere together. And this is going to be an amazing adventure. And I'm going to pass it over to my good friend, Mark, who's actually in the hall this evening. Mark?
Dear friends, we have a very specific goal in front of us for the next 10 days. That is to open our hearts, to learn what it actually means. It sounds so easy. Open the heart. We talk about it all the time. But the more we try, the more we realize how impossible it is. How we actually have no idea. And how much we need his help. How desperately we need his help. To just open it, to truly open it. Let the friends in. Let the Creator in. And just allow him to live in the heart, between the hearts, just to fill this whole space, But we have this Congress, and I think we all feel that we're ready. We've prepared enough. We've studied enough theory. We're ready to actually implement it, to make it real.
We're going to read an excerpt. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. We'll read it once more. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
Active workshop question. We are at the Congress already. How will we develop a strong yearning to connect all the hearts into one heart? Again, we're at the Congress already. How will we develop a strong yearning to connect all the hearts into one heart?
A strong yearning for the connection of the hearts into one heart stems from us arranging for ourselves the matter of the importance of the friends. Just like the article we're going to study now, these friends are special people that the Creator has chosen from the whole of humanity, and they yearn to resemble Him, and we want to connect with them.
The convention already started, and we feel this flame between us. It's already so powerful, and it's melting our hearts already. And with certainty, each receives such states of gratitude and impressions that he doesn't know where it's coming from. We just need to continue and go inwards even more to this fire between us until everything is joined and burned.
I see the connection of the hearts in the airport when the friends come and we meet. I see a connection of the hearts when they come here with their suitcases and they haven't even managed to change their clothes. Already they start building and participating in each and everything, in the kitchen and in everything. I see that the friends are coming home. And it's very exciting.
Yes, with all these examples that Itzik gave. Just increases the yearning, because you see the yearning of the friends. You can see how happy they are towards this connection. It's truly contagious. You just need to simply look at them and think of them and see what they're feeling. You immediately want to be like them.
Yes,
and if you don't feel it yet, then the solution is to simply annul before the friends and simply be together with them.
Yalla Haverim, Congress! We're here, enjoy! We're asking for the Creator to join us, because without the Creator, we're nothing. And we're loving the friends, because without the friends, we're nothing. So with the Creator and with the friends, we're preparing the vessel. We're praying for the light. All we want to do is bring Him contentment, to show the friends this fire that burns within, to make sure that the friends feel the love, to feel the connection, that they are surrounded by this light, and all we have to do is let it in. Let the light continue the work. Let it finish this amazing, amazing Genesis that our Kabbalists before us started, our dear Rav, our Rabash, Bala Sulam, and all the greatest of the generation that are with us here now. We continue forward, light speed, with one single intention, to unite as one, to bring our Creator full contentment. Chaim.
נקרא קטע מקור שני. אין בידי אדם לתקן את המחשבה.
Our second excerpt from Shemati. One cannot correct one's thought, but should only aim the heart. Make one's heart straight to the Creator. Then, all of his thoughts and actions will naturally be to bestow contentment upon his Maker. When he corrects his heart to be a heart and desire of Kedusha, the heart will then be the kli in which to place the upper light. And when the upper light shines in the heart, then the heart will grow stronger, and he will add and supplement continuously. We're reading it again. One cannot correct one's thought, but should only aim the heart. Make one's heart straight to the Creator. Then, all of his thoughts and actions will naturally be to bestow contentment upon his Maker. When he corrects his heart to be a heart and desire of Kedusha, then the heart will be the kli in which to place the upper light. And when the upper light shines in the heart, the heart will grow stronger, and he will add and supplement continuously.
Question for an active workshop. How do we help the friends aim their heart to the Creator? Once again, how do we help the friends aim their heart to the Creator? Active.
We need to try to think about it, all of us together. Yesterday we heard how much our thoughts influence each other. Let's think about it, let's exert, let's try, let's ask the Creator to give us such good thoughts so that the heart will always be aimed towards connection in one heart with the Creator.
We'll try to open our hearts and give an example of how important connection is to us and how important the goal is to us.
Yes, and specifically in such a gathering, it is easily possible to be confused and to think that I'm getting so many things here that I was waiting for so long. But the question is, what do I bring? What do I give? how long we've been waiting to give something of ourselves. This is really the opportunity to be a true partner in this Congress and constantly search for what from me equals another value, which is the friend, connection. How do I use myself all the time to add to the connection with each and every friend that I meet?
I feel that the friends are already aimed to the Creator, that their heart and all their thoughts and desires are already there in the Congress, and everyone's aimed to the revelation of the Upper Light. And I feel that on my behalf, all that remains is quite a lot, which is mostly not to bother.
And to add in the prayer that I will be able to support this connection between the friends and the Creator.
The friends is the Creator. Each one that came here and gave everything to be here, and how we build the Creator between us.
Through love.
Try to exert at seeing the friends greater than you see them.
The Creator is the quality of the connection between us, and just like a certain pressure, a certain mass of material is required in order for it to be pressed really strongly and it will start shining like the sun shines. This is how we need to create between us enough pressure until the light will be revealed between us.
וכל אחד נותן את הדוגמה הקטנה שלו וביחד נהיה פה אור גדול. חיים,
דיברנו על הרבה,
we talked about many thoughts, prayers, examples that we show each other, that all of these things should help us to aim our heart in the direction of the Creator.
The prayer of the friends. Creator, we are grateful that you have gathered us in order to prepare the common vessel for the Congress and to pray for the reforming light to fill it. Thank you for granting us the deficiency for bestowal and for increasing the importance of the work between us in love of friends. Please give power to our efforts to open our hearts to each other and connect us as one man with one heart. Creator, hear our plea and give us one intention to bring you contentment.